other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Roberts coming up with financial news in the next segment. Former Wall Street Journal editor, number two Department of Treasury, head of policy, father of Reaganomics, to track what's happening with Bear Stearns and the rest of it. Very important, even if you're not in the stock market, it affects you. We got more guests coming up this week continually on this subject, different angles. And then in the last 30 minutes of this hour, Larry Pratt, who's been at the Supreme Court, is part of the brief. Okay, so you've got the, quote, pro-gun justices in the brief, and the supposed pro-gun, and they say, oh, well, I believe you can restrict the Second Amendment, but you can't completely ban it. Now, if you look at jurisprudence, you look at case law, that's a huge defeat for the Second Amendment. And remember, I said that's what they do. They come out and say, well, you've got a narrowly defined right if we say so. That's what the state courts said, and then lower federal courts said in New York 30, 40, 50 years ago, different cases that have come up. They said, yeah, you got a right to own guns if the sheriff says you can. And you have got to pay about $30,000 in fees and campaign contributions to the sheriff in New York for the county or to the police chief. And there's been big scandals on this, and only mob bosses and billionaires have guns. There are just, less than 1,000, I was reading just a few months ago, gun permits in New York. There is no Second Amendment there. Now, that's what the Supreme Court's saying, and the NRA that supported every piece of gun control legislation, they wrote the 68 Gun Control Act. They supported the 2000, quote, instant check that federalized everything. They supported the Veterans Disarmament Act. Not you, the members. I've given money to them, too. I grew up reading The Rifleman when I was a kid. It wasn't until 10 years ago I woke up when we were beating gun bills in Texas, and the NRA lobbyists came out in the Dallas Morning News and attacked me and said I was extreme, that they were neutral on the bill, which means they were for it. And what was the bill? Banning anyone under 18 being able to shoot a gun. Banning a grandfather giving a 17-year-old a gun. Banning YMCA shooting clubs. I was there at the legislature, and those pieces of trash. I mean, you want to know they're for gun control? You've got to experience it. And they support gun control in Chicago, and they support it in New York. And guess what? When they went and lost the case, the NRA lost the case in D.C. a few years ago, they said, oh, we believe guns should be registered and certain types can be banned, and we believe they should be locked up in a safe, and we believe in lots of restrictions. We just think it's the same argument. No, it's an absolute right, just like religion is. Look, we've lost most of our liberties, but the Second Amendment is so in the core of Americana and John Wayne that they haven't been able to get rid of it completely in most areas of the country, Vermont, Texas, Nevada, Arizona. And they're coming on like a hurricane, and they've got thousands of lawsuits and cities and counties and states trying to restrict and ban. And if they come back, which they're saying in this brief they're going to do, and say, okay, if people want to go get a city permit, and the city can set the parameters for that, then you can get a gun. And then they're just not going to issue the permit. And even if they do issue it, as they do in some areas, so you're already being trained incrementally. Well, I've got my permit, and you live in Florida. Why do you even have a permit? The law says you can have a gun. Yeah, but see, that means the cops won't harass you. A permit is a license. A license is something, it is a government certificate to do something that would otherwise be illegal. So we'll cover this more after we cover some of the financial news today. And later, I want to read to you the Washington Post and the New York Law Journal, because the biggest issue here isn't what the Supreme Court's doing. We knew they do that. It's how they're gulling, how they're conning the public into thinking this is a pro-Second Amendment ruling. We've got to mobilize the troops, folks, or we lose the Second Amendment.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A devastating indictment of our current system of justice. Milton Friedman, who just died, as you know. The tyranny of good intentions. By the way, Arthur C. Clarke, the inventor of the telecommunications satellite, and an amazing science fiction writer, died at 90 years of age in Sri Lanka. Thought I'd just throw that out as interesting when I was mentioning Milton Friedman. The tyranny of good intentions, how prosecutors and law enforcement are trampling the Constitution in the name of justice. Paul Craig Roberts. And, of course, Paul Craig Roberts was Assistant Secretary of the Treasury in the Reagan administration, university professor and associate editor of the Wall Street Journal. He is a nationally syndicated columnist for Creators Syndicate, and he wrote the book with Lawrence M. Stratton, a Ph.D. candidate in Christian Ethics and Princeton Theology Seminary and former adjunct professor of Georgetown University Law Center. He is currently on the adjunct ethics faculty at Villanova University. Okay, and the book is The Tyranny of Good Intentions in bookstores everywhere now. It's a very nice little book. I read the first edition when it came out a few years ago. It's back out now, even better. And Dr. Roberts, we only got you for about 25 minutes, so let's move quick. We saw them hammer down gold. They admit that they have the IMF dump a bunch of gold. They also sell their long position. They sell gold futures at a reduced price to artificially drive it down, but it looks like that's not working anymore. They've been doing that every week, and it only rebounds later. I've had the head of the New York Business School on. I've had a bunch of other top economists on the last 2 weeks, like yourself, and everybody says if this continues, hyperinflationary depression within 2 years. Give us your basic take on the, we haven't been on in about 2 weeks, on all the insanity, Bear Stearns going for $2 a share, the you know, the government financing, J.P. Morgan, and the rest of them to come in and prop up these other groups. Just it seems to me like it's deteriorating at an accelerated rate, or am I wrong?
Well, Alex, you probably aren't wrong. The point is nobody really knows, because we still don't know the extent of the problem, and we still nobody can bet on the United States government doing anything intelligent. I mean, look at the past 7 years' record. You can't find one intelligent decision. You see, Alex, as bad as the subprime derivative market is and all the damage it's done and may yet do to the financial system, I regard that almost as a sideshow. And the real, that's all due to too much deregulation. They abolished the Glass-Steagall Act in 1999, the Clinton administration, and this broke the wall between commercial banks and investment banks, and that's where all of this, these stupid new instruments, the greed, the carelessness, has come from. But it's a sideshow, in my opinion. The real show is the collapse of the United States dollar as the world reserve currency. And that collapse is ongoing, and it's really probably, it's worsened probably by all the panic from the subprime. But it owes its real cause to the budget and trade deficits, which have reached such levels that they no longer appear to be closable. We can't close the trade deficit when the total U.S. imports exceed total U.S. manufacturing output. There's no way, even if everything we manufactured we sold abroad, it still wouldn't pay for our imports.
Dr. Roberts, let's say the White House are a bunch of idiots and they're not doing this on purpose and they haven't pulled their money out of their funds before they implode them like Enron and they're not running a scam. Let's just say they're crazy. They've got to have at least a plan in their mind, and they know that when they go around the world bad-mouthing the dollar, that drives it down, while domestically they are saying everything's wonderful and flowery as a political statement. They've got to know cutting interest rates twice in 1 week by a full point total is going to drive the dollar down further. Are they just kind of playing Russian roulette or chicken with the foreigners, saying, well, go ahead, you're holding so many dollars, there's nothing you can do? I mean, what do you think they think they're doing?
Well, you know, Alex, a few weeks back, you and I talked about the dilemma that they face two simultaneous problems that are dangerous, and the solution for the problems are contradictory. To save the impaired and imploding financial system, they need to pump out all the liquidity that they possibly can, thus the low interest rates. But, as you just noted, those low interest rates undermine the dollar and the ability of the government to borrow abroad to finance its deficit. So that's contradictory. Right now, they have decided that the pressure is mainly on the financial system, and that's urgent, and so they're pumping out the liquidity. Now, when it changes and the dollar starts going down at such a precipitous rate that it becomes even more alarming, and they see that, hey, we might not be able to clear the next Treasury auction. What if the bonds aren't taken that we put up? We got to boost the interest rates to give people incentive to continue to lend to us. That's ahead. That may yet come. So it's
well, we already see foreigners slowing how much money they'll put into bailouts. We see all these Latin American countries saying they're not going to deal in dollars anymore. We see European nations moving away from the dollar, the Arabs moving away. I mean, we see that creep towards the door, everybody getting up and leaving, starting to happen.
Right, but, you know, when it hits Washington, will be the day they can't sell the next round of Treasury bonds to finance the government's current budget or to finance the war. You see, the day they bring a new round of Treasury bonds to auction, that's how they sell them.
Yes.
They put them up for bid. And the bidders don't take all the bonds, then that's when they know they got to jump the interest rates up. And so if they got to jump the interest rates up before they get enough liquidity in to float the insolvent banking system, they're really in trouble.
But sir, I mean, just looking at it as a layman, they're pumping hundreds of billions a month, and then, of course, selling that debt globally with the bonds, for listeners that don't understand that, then it looks like it's doing nothing, like the body's gone into shock, the blood's just pouring out, there's too many wounds. It appears that them dumping all this money only drives confidence down even more.
Well, liquidity usually, historically, drives the stock market up, and we saw that yesterday.
But it's watered down liquidity.
They're having trouble because the banking system is impaired, and so they're having trouble getting the liquidity that they're pumping out through the banking system into consumer hands to drive the economy. They'll probably fail in that, but they may succeed. And I don't know that they will, but they may succeed in getting liquidity into the banks themselves through these new mechanisms they have of lending money based on these bad securities. And technically, they can't buy these securities outright, but in fact, they can by continually to roll over the loans. So they can sort of take the securities out of the troubled securities out of the banking system by lending on them and just keep rolling over those loans.
I know you're an economist. You're not a forecaster, but you have made quite a few predictions that have come true. Not a prediction, but in your gut, where do you see this going? Do you think they'll ever be able to pull it out and we just have a bad recession? Or do you see this inevitably leading into just some type of just huge explosion?
I think what you're going to see is the dollar loses its reserve currency role, and that means that the United States cannot any longer pay its bills in its own currency. And so it'll have trouble paying for its imports, oil and otherwise, in manufacturing goods, food, whatever it's trying to import.
So not dying with a bang, going out with a whimper.
I think you'll see what you're seeing is a collapse of American power. Look, here's the fact. The United States is not a financially independent country. It is dependent on foreigners to finance the day-to-day operations of the government, including the wars. It's dependent on foreigners to finance its trade deficit, its overconsumption. So it's not a financially independent country. And the notion that a country that is not financially independent can be the reserve currency is a contradiction in terms. And so if the reserve currency role will be lost when, I don't know, it's in the process of being lost, and that means we can no longer rely on foreigners to pay our bills. So how are they going to close the trade and budget deficits? That will be a major kind of crisis.
Well, I've seen the numbers.
It will depress American living standards further.
So we're going into basically third world serfdom?
I said about 3 years ago at a big conference televised that in 20 years the United States would be a third world country. I'm sticking to that prediction.
Well, I think in many areas it already is. Final segment with Dr. Roberts. We'll talk about several pieces you've written in the last week, watching the dollar die. And the newest one, The End of American Power. But my question, when we first come back, moving quick with Dr. Roberts, whose new book is out, The Tyranny of Good Intentions, in bookstores everywhere, is that, to me, it's real simple. Wall Street, the big foreign brokerage houses, the banks, are sacrificing this country to make sure they survive. And the dollar.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, radical changes need to be implemented if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter in the material world. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future, dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon uses Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have in your hands a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health does not need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's OrgonProducts.org or call 646-498-5309. 646-498-5309. Visit OrgonProducts.org today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at PrisonPlanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at TruthNews.us and PrisonPlanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We've got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, our guest, new book out, The Tyranny of Good Intentions. Okay. I mean, it really seems like an elementary equation. You've got these greedy, corrupt brokerage houses and banks that just do whatever they want. They rate their own, non-backed securities, bundles of derivatives, you name it, just all sorts of housing loans together. They sell them. They get billions of dollars of bonuses per company every year. And they literally are destroying the dollar, the country, our future, this institution, everything, just so they can continue pumping up the bubble. I mean, it really, I guess, in my mind, comes down to something pretty simple. Do you agree with that statement?
Well, Alex, they're also destroying themselves. Bear Stearns is gone. It may not be the only one. The Carlyle Group, which is a company in which American presidents, the Bushes, Jim Baker, foreign potentates,
Queen of England.
Yeah, this thing has collapsed, and it's not bailed out. It's gone. So they destroy themselves. You're certainly right that greed has caused them to be incompetent. And what it really is, it's like a bunch of sports freaks who want their team to do best. So each investment bank wanted to pay higher bonuses than its competitor. And it was all some sort of a crazy, greed-driven incompetence. And it's come home. And I suspect, unless we get another Republican in there, that we will have the return of regulation to prevent this sort of insanity. It should never, they should never have repealed Glass-Steagall. So they are suffering themselves. Not only that, but the foreigners have had to take large stakes in many of the banks, and both commercial and investment banks. And so they are kind of losing control, and they are becoming now dependent on the attitude of the Saudis or whoever else is now sitting on their boards. And so it's costing them a loss of control as well.
But isn't that what the globalists always said they wanted, was to get control of the U.S. by shipping our manufacturing overseas, by driving down the dollar so they could buy up our infrastructure? A month ago, the CFR wrote that big report saying, yeah, let's get rid of the dollar and bring in the Amero. I'm sure you've seen that. I mean, or is that just pipe dreams? Is that like the psychological excuse for what they're doing? It's part of a plan, but really it's just greediness?
I think it's some kind of pipe dreams. We've talked about this before. I think most of our troubles are the unintended consequences of ignorance and incompetence and unregulated greed. I don't see how anybody gains from destroying the capability of the American economy. Certainly not any kind of one world. They would want to use this as a platform, and it's inconsistent with the neocon ideology, which is American hedge enemy, American supremacy.
Well, I've talked to a lot of experts who say that, you know, they are trying to set up this world government, and that's in their own quotes. The head of the CFR openly calls for it, Richard Haass, but that these are the sons now of the old guys that really were smart and hardworking.
But Alex, the Bush administration's policymakers keep insisting that the United States is supreme, that it's that we don't have to pay attention to any international law, to the UN, to anything, and that we are above everything. So that's inconsistent with being taken over. I think, in fact, we are being taken over through failure. As I say, the United States is not a financially independent country any longer.
Well, I was agreeing with you. I'm saying we've got the spoiled brat kids of the old oligarchy that ran this country, and they're too busy with Jeff Gannon at the White House.
I don't know what I think they're in delusion. I think the neoconservatives who have controlled the Bush administration for 7 years are deluded people. And they think that there's power here that's not here. And so they are not aware of the impending collapse of American power. It's coming at us financially, economically. Look, how can you be a superpower if your imports exceed your industrial production?
Oh, I understand that.
You cannot be a superpower. How can you be a superpower if you're dependent on China and Japan to finance your operations and your war?
No, sir, I understand, and I appreciate your time. You're joining us for a full hour to talk about your book and a host of issues and giving us some solutions of what you would do to try to turn this around next week. Dr. Roberts, thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex. Always a joy to talk to you.
Always enjoy having you on. All right, we'll be right back with Larry Pratt of Gunners of America. Second Amendment in peril.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
The national savings rate has plummeted to an all-time low, while household debt is at an all-time high. The answer is not the creation of more debt. Using the innovative interest-canceling money merge account program, along with existing banking tools, we offer you the power to pay off your mortgage in a fraction of the time and potentially save thousands in interest, all without refinancing an existing mortgage or interrupting your lifestyle. This is not a biweekly or a debt roll-down program, but a powerful and unique interest-canceling mechanism. It is estimated that in just 18 months, our team alone has helped American homeowners get on track to save $500 million in interest. Agents are standing by. To learn more, please call 866-563-4442 or visit us on the web at freefrommortgagedebtnow.com. That's 866-563-4442 or freefrommortgagedebtnow.com. Results will vary and are determined by individual finance situations. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer or a solicitation to lend or extend credit. Call us now at 866-563-4442 or visit us online at freefrommortgagedebtnow.com.
Never give up my Second Amendment. I'm never going to be your slave, you control freak scum. We're coming for you. Crank it up if you'll think I sit around. You're thinking like a fool because all it takes is you and I. We have to stop giving up our Second Amendment. Okay, I predicted that the Supreme Court would claim we were going to have a victory and strike down the D.C. gun ban, but they would say, oh, but we're allowed to have some restrictions. Now, that's nowhere in law, nowhere in the Bill of Rights. We read a bunch of Founding Father quotes. There's literally thousands of them, but we read dozens in the first hour about how it's to defend against a corrupt government. It's to protect the people against crime. That if the government tries to take your guns, you need to overthrow them. That's the surest sign of tyranny. And so I see this as a great defeat because I read all 90-plus pages of the oral arguments last night almost crying because the supposed pro-gun justices would say, oh, well, I think we should have reasonable restrictions, but you can't, you can't just outright ban it. And besides, wouldn't that be a federal matter? I mean, I've got these quotes here. Now, Donors of America help with the brief. They're not running the brief. It freaked me out, and I'm writing articles about this right now with Paul Watson to see even the people arguing on behalf of the Second Amendment saying, oh, well, we agree. There can be some restrictions. No, 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 no. They are going to use this. And they're also going to use it to go out and say, oh, we've won. The Second Amendment's safe. You type gun control into Google, folks, or Gun Owners of America, where they're fighting them, or NRA. Hundreds of articles come up every day. We're being hit from every angle. Now, I'm going to shut up and go to Larry Pratt, a very busy man, executive director of Gun Owners of America. They're the only big pro-Second Amendment group in the country. They're the second largest. The NRA has millions of great members, but they are a Trojan horse. Gun Owners of America would never expose that. They wanted to be nice. Until last year, their board said, let's just go public with all their own documents. They've written articles showing their own quotes about how they are for gun control. They are the authors of gun control. So all NRA members must get out of the NRA now, and they must go support gun owners. They've tripled the size of the BATF. We are in the fight of our lives for the Second Amendment, and the media and the gun grabbers have gotten slick. They've, just like Bush, during the 2004 election, got up and said, I'm for the Second Amendment individual right to keep and bear arms. And the Justice Department said, well, he clarifies if prescribed by law and that law can curtail it. Well, that's what the Supreme Court's saying, but they've never had the Supreme Court say that. This will be the Supreme Court action. Now, we'll see if Larry Pratt disagrees with me, and I know he wants to be positive, but Larry, I spent 2 hours last night reading this, and I couldn't sleep last night, Larry.
Well, Alex, I think your characterization is quite spot on, and it made me all the happier when I was listening to that proceeding to know that we had our own brief before the court. By the way, people can find that at gunowners.org. It's right there on our homepage. We made the point that, well, in fact, we knew that there'd be a problem with trying to define away, slice away the true meaning of the Second Amendment. And it doesn't give us any reassurance at all to hear people celebrate, oh, the judges are going to determine that we do have an individual right to keep and bear arms. After all, that argument will be over. Well, actually, that may be true. That argument may be over. However, but the big word, this is not the end of the issue as far as they're concerned on the court, because they spent a fair amount of time, as you know, Alex, discussing whether we should have this or that or the other level of scrutiny. Now, level of scrutiny is lawyer talk for how far away from the Constitution can we make a ruling before we get run out of town on a rail. And they were arguing in the Bush brief, and I think there could possibly be support for agreeing with the Bush brief, because that's something that the conservatives on the court tend to do, big government conservatives, I guess we could say, well, let's use the lowest level of scrutiny, meaning let's get as far away from the Constitution as possible. And there was even discussion yesterday about the founders' idea of the level of scrutiny shall not be infringed. We didn't think that the judges may have been familiar with that word, so we went back to an 1828 dictionary and we put the definition of infringe in our brief, just so they would, you know, have that handy.
It means don't touch it.
Yeah, keep your hands off. It's real plain. And we are concerned that there was discussion during the hearing about, well, does it actually mean then, Mr. Counsel for Heller and D.C. versus Heller, does it really mean shall not be unreasonably infringed? And he sort of agreed with that and then said, well, yeah, it wouldn't preclude banning machine guns. It wouldn't preclude licensing gun owners. Well, there's the ball game right there. They license gun owners in New York City. Try to get
one. Well, I mean, I've got one of the quotes here, and that's the problem. It's 90-something pages just reading the oral arguments and the justices' comments. But I've got multiple justices saying, I don't see a problem with banning all handguns. I don't see a problem. You know, yeah, you can have a right, but basically they're saying locked up at a gun club where you can go out with an instructor over you and shoot your gun once a week.
Sure, because if you're concerned about your own defense, well, then call 9/11. And, of course, as our friends at Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership entitled one of their books, Dial 9/11 and Die.
Well,
because by the time the cops get there, that's what's going to happen.
Larry, I'm going to put a call to action out here, and I'm so angry, I literally feel like taking my broadcast chair and throwing it through the broadcast window right now. because the Second Amendment is so clear, the Founding Fathers, the debates, the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers, this is one of the few issues where there was universal agreement. It is an individual right, mainly against tyrannical government. They have no power to restrict. The areas where they have no gun laws, and there are places people think we'd have bedlam and death, there are places where there are no gun laws, state laws, like Vermont, like...
Alaska, like most of Montana.
Exactly, and those are the lowest crime rates, even in big urban centers in the country. And we have the facts, we know the truth, and we know the globalists want our guns. I want a call to action, and I'm telling everybody right now, we're going to write articles at Infowars.com. We're going to write articles at PrisonPlanet.com. Larry, we need you to come out now, and I know you are. Come out now, put in articles. We can get out to everybody explaining this is a giant hoax. I have the New York Law Journal. I have Washington Post, AP, Reuters. I mean, you type this in, Supreme Court, Second Amendment, hundreds of articles all saying we've won.
Right.
And that is an enemy tactic they always use, and they do it more and more now to just say, you know, go back to sleep. And meanwhile, they've always been criminal. They've always been in the wrong. They've never had a Supreme Court ruling saying they can touch any of our guns. And then I'm reading even the Pro 5 justices. Talk about a Trojan horse. And there you go, Scalia, who believes in hunting, you know, and then he makes a statement about, well, you know, I think we need this for hunting. I mean, folks, they are coming after you. This is it. And they're now going to say, well, the Supreme Court said you've got a right, but we say what that right is. Larry, what do we do? We've got an emergency. I mean, you can't wait. You got to call everybody you know that's an NRA member. When we write these articles, I'm begging you, email them every day to everybody you know for 6 months straight. We've got to let people know that this is it. I mean, this is the biggest attack on the Second Amendment in our 233-year history.
Well, the first thing that we're going to be doing is putting out an email alert, probably go out tomorrow, giving people a wrap-up of what happened and the kind of analysis that you're talking about so that people realize that this is not the time to go to sleep, and we're going to show. We actually got an op-ed in USA Today, of all places, that our attorneys were able to write, and they made the arguments that should have been made by Mr. Heller's attorney before the court, that if any gun is protected by the Second Amendment, it's the M16 Army rifle machine gun. That's because it's the direct lineal descendant of what they were using at the time of the framing of the Constitution and of the Bill of Rights. And so we took that head on and pointed out that do not and shall not be infringed means no.
And let me just say this. We have a lot of listeners that got a lot of money. Don't send me money. Don't give me money. If you want to give it to Larry, that's fine, but tell him what you want it for. We need people to take simple articles that have 4 to 5 Founding Father quotes and say the Supreme Court is running a giant con job. They are about to rule that you have a right, but that they can restrict it. That is a fraud. If they do that, it'll be just like New York City 50 years ago where they say you have a right, but we can restrict it, and then they just don't issue the permits.
Exactly
this
right. That's exactly what licensing is all about.
I'm telling you, listeners that have money, and I know we got them, and I'm too busy to even call you up, okay? And you know who you are out there. I'm going to try to put something together. Larry, if people were to call you and say, I want to give you $100,000 for full-page ads, you know, in, say, the Washington Times, Washington Post, you know, so we can email and fax 10,000 copies to the Supreme Court so they're knee-deep. I mean, I think that's the type of aggressive stuff. We got to get in the streets. We got to put a call out to the NRA members. to realize they're being Judas goaded. I mean, this is the Alamo. They are coming over the walls. This is it.
This is an amazing day that we had before us yesterday, and I think it's very concerning. I don't think you're exaggerating this one bit. We are in trouble.
Oh my God! But they're slicker than they were in the 90s and 80s, Larry.
Very slick. It's right out of George Orwell's 1984 novel, where freedom is slavery and war is peace. All those kinds of inversions of the plain meanings of words. And in this case, yeah, it's an individual right, but.
Well, it's like the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Then it goes into press, assembly, a petition.
And now what they've done with the First Amendment is stick, in effect, the word unreasonably. Congress shall pass no unreasonable law regarding.
And so they control what you can establish. They control what you can say. You didn't know this, America? They run it all. The courts have been ruling there's no Fourth Amendment for spying. I mean, it's all happening. I just can't believe it.
Well, it's an opportunity that we have to educate people, because I think it's the issue was made very clear yesterday. And when the good guys were making arguments, in effect throwing in the towel and saying there's no principled constitutional basis for opposing gun control, then I think you realize we have come to a very
point. Look, something this big. Look, I knew this was rigged from the beginning, Larry. I know you want to look fair and reserve judgment, but the Supreme Court has refused all the real cases that were brought to it. They accepted this because it's rigged, and that's what the ACLU and others have done with other cases. Is they're there to create bad case law, and the same thing here. And I'll call a spade a spade. You read what the main brief that they accepted, and you read them saying, we agree you're allowed to restrict guns, ban guns, control guns, we're for gun control, the Second Amendment means gun control, that's the good guys, and then the Supreme Court goes, you're right, oh, we're going to rule you have a Second Amendment, a right for us to take your guns. This is it, folks. It's going to happen, and the NRA is going to tell all their members it's a victory, and Judas goad all of you.
I think people would like looking at our brief, because one of the things that we point out in there, it kind of got right up in their face, it said, look, the founders' generation, after suffering a long train of abuses, that's a quote from, of course, the Declaration, and having heard their petitions go unanswered by the Crown, were forced to resort to arms in order to shoot back. So, too, this generation is watching what you will do on this court.
Absolutely. And they know how to move incrementally, so we never physically resist them. Larry, I'm here frothing and ranting and raving. Do we have any prayer in hell, Bush has signed more gun control legislation? Do we have any prayer? I mean, I think we should try. We don't, duty is ours, consequence belongs to God. We need to
Absolutely. Go
get your brief, and I want every listener in Virginia, Maryland, surrounding areas, Connecticut, New Hampshire, I want you to drive to D.C., and I want you to hand deliver to them. I want you to send registered mail the brief. I want to make sure that, and Founding Father quotes, I think we should all mail hundreds of copies of Founding Father quotes and then send dozens of copies apiece registered mail. What do you say, sir?
I think that could conceivably have some impact. The clerks will certainly know that mail is coming in. There's no official way to affect what the court thinks. And they're pretty immune, but I think that needs to be done. They need to realize that they're sitting on a powder keg, and if they go ahead and do something slick like this and basically give with one hand and take away with the other, they might just be injecting something into this election campaign and more even into the very society that we're living in right now, where people are just going to have had it.
You're absolutely right. Folks, we have to come up with a battle plan. We have to institute it. We cannot wait for orders from headquarters. Larry, we need to get ads in the D.C. papers. And I like your brief, because you don't kiss their hind end. You say, look, we know you're an enemy, but just go ahead and run your flag up and let us know you're traitors. I mean, we ought to just have a look. We need to let them know we're going to move for their impeachment. And I mean, we're going to
understand their double talk. We're not going to be lulled and go back to sleep. So if they do something slick like most of those lawyers were urging, we're not going to buy it.
Well, you know what's going to happen. The lawyers for the Second Amendment are Judas goats. There is no doubt about it. And, oh, my God, it's all over. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, they were, the best I can tell you is that they were embarrassed, ashamed as a lawyer to make an argument that the Second Amendment means what it means, and it's there ultimately to protect individuals against the government. And if the individuals have to organize as the militia, that's what our founding fathers did.
Well, well, look, America is worth it. Our history, our heritage, our defense, our families. I demand that everybody go to Infowars.com, and I demand you link through to the New York Law Journal story to the Supreme Court, and I demand you read the oral arguments. Because they say, the sniveling lawyers for the Second Amendment say, oh, we agree you can restrict guns.
Mm-hmm.
Larry, stay there. I want to actually try to go through some of these quotes when we get back and talk about your brief and talk about how people support. This is it. I mean, the Supreme Court is going to rule they can take your guns, but so you don't freak out, they're going to tell you you won. It's a corporate technique called the Delphi technique.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
All right, Dad, let me get this straight. On Civil Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein, but it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know. You're Chewbacca.
Not really. But my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second. They can't track us. It's a free country.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You still have time, you might still be fine.
where you can see the rebellion everywhere against you. This isn't Tibet. One way or the other, we're going to go crazy on you. This is America, and you may have overwhelmed us with third world people that don't understand liberty. You may have debased our currency. You may have sold all our industry out. But you're not getting our guns, you scumbags. And we're going to wake up our brethren. We're going to wake up people that have been fooled by your fake conservatism, your Judas goats. We're going to go crazy on you. Larry Pratt, the head of Gun Owners of America, the only real national gun defense group we've got against the gun controllers, the victim disarmament people. He stands on the front line, 300 against a sea of wicked bureaucrats that want to suck you and your family dry, CPS your children, put your children in prison. Just a total scumbag criminal government. There's no doubt about that. Larry, before I finish up with you in this segment and the next, give people the toll-free number, give them the website, beg them to join. Again, for years the mainstream media says we've won, the Second Amendment's fine, while they launch their attack. It's like the Tet Offensive in Vietnam, the ceasefire, the holiday. You bought it, they're literally bayoneting the guy next to you in the trench, and you're still giggling and snickering and telling me how George Bush is good, like I had some moron last year at McBride's here in Austin confront me and tell me Bush wasn't for the assault weapons ban. You're ignorant. You better start loving the Second Amendment more than you love your fake Republicans with their gay porn stars every night at the White House. I'm sorry, Larry Pratt, but I can't handle it anymore.
The president went on record very clearly more than once. If you put a renewal of the Clinton gun ban on my desk, I'll sign it. And you can just see for yourself, we have a link to his brief, the Solicitor General's brief that he submitted for the Bush administration. And when you read that, you'll see George Bush doesn't have any problem with just about any level of gun control whatsoever. That's the fact.
Well, he's done everything he can to triple the BATF, line everything up for Hillary or Obama to come in or McCain, who's for gun control.
The guy that he's appointed to be the permanent director, the acting director right now, is a guy who's presided over a jihad against gun owners, against gun stores, against manufacturers, and there's some actions that are speaking a whole lot louder than even his words. Not that his words leave much doubt anymore. They're in black and white.
Well, you know, you watch the BATF and the locals. They love SWAT team and gun shops when they fill out a serial number wrong. They love attacking old ladies, you know, old men taking their guns. I'm just sick of it, Larry. I'm so sick of them, and I'm just sick of it.
Well, we've gotten at least one little breakthrough. Amazingly enough, CNN's Lou Dobbs had a couple of segments the last week on a completely trumped-up conviction of a man, an Army veteran. He was in the reserves at the time he was indicted, whose gun had malfunctioned, and for that they convict him of having traded a machine gun.
Okay, we'll be back. Stay there, Larry, five more minutes. I want to give out the phone number, give out the website, some coordinates. This is your mission if you choose to accept it, listeners. They are destroying the Second Amendment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.